Drudge Report just before the show to see what the Android meme is saying or what's left over the Android meme. And I saw that Rolling Stone, they said the reporter had access, inner circle, to the McChrystal situation. And so I said, okay, let's find out why, what actually did McChrystal do that led to his resignation?
Okay, here's what happened. He understands, like a good general, that the fighting a war in order to build a pipeline across Afghanistan is silly. And to waste valuable resources and waste valuable troops. And see, the people in Afghanistan, they just love McChrystal. He could run for office over there and probably get elected if they had elections. They just love him.
Why do they love him? Why do they love him?
Because he's there to help those people. He's there to help those people. He sees that, you know, every day it starts off with, sorry, we could have just leased your land and built a pipeline. We didn't mean to cause a war just so we don't have to have the oil rigs blow up in our backyard.
Right.
Pretty much.
Well,
and so then the essence of the issue between power and authority, this general activated his power. He activated his power. Now we're not necessarily saying that the most fruitful way, if you're in the armed services, is to take on the Rolling Stone in order to make your, you know, they have comic cards in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. We don't know who actually gets those, but they have comment cards. You can chunk your opinions in the comment box. But he didn't choose to do that. And then the stuff that kind of got cheeky and salacious, he had his aides leak into this mainstream story, which therefore brought him into his power and is suffering no repercussion.
Okay,
no repercussion.
Did he go over to Afghanistan and thought what they were doing in the war was useful? Did he change his view, or you know, why did he
Limited. Once you see, it's not change his view; it's put his view in a position to where he had to reconsider what indeed his view was.
What prompted that reconsidering?
Actually, experiencing Afghanistan.
So he couldn't foresee it. He didn't understand this, or didn't.
Well, that wasn't his job. His job as a general was to go run the war.
Right.
So his pay grade required him doing, and that's what he went and did. No problem. But when he started questioning the veracity of what the direction of what this was about and what are we here for and why, it goes again what he signed up for his job. And then when he activated and pushed against that just a little bit, the next thing you know, you had to drag him out from over there and bring him over here right before the war committee got together, and they had a little come to Jesus to see whose power was going to reign supreme, and he apologized after he had, you know, outed it all. So, sorry. It's kind of like Rosanna Dano said that live.
Right.
Sorry, didn't mean to bring all that up into the Rolling Stone. So, therefore, then he resigned. And in his resignation, it's kind of like, okay, good, that was fun. Next, what's next?
Was he naive about publishing it in Rolling Stone magazine?
Never.
Why did they pick that stupid magazine?
Good as any. What was actually said was a bit salacious and frivolous, so what better rag media to use to put it out?
Why Rolling Stone? Why didn't he go to 60 Minutes?
Because the 60 Minutes would have never run it.
Oh, okay, so there was a bit of freedom in the Rolling Stone, a bit more
rock and roll.
Rolling Stone don't have that authority problem. It's just like how even they use even something as simple as Vanity Fair.
Yep.
I guess, but it had to all be naked if it's in Vanity Fair. But
right.
This particular media, enough people looked at it that it was going to cause a great stir and be able to go straight to press without anybody noticing.